Blog Talk Radio.
Robin's Radio tickles you just right.
This is Rob Ace. You were at the pre-show. I hope, don't know if you can hear the TV in the background. I was kind of watching something when things came up for me to get everything started. And currently what I am doing is I am going to be posting the link for the forum for the show since I'm, again, having to deal with the thing with Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully it'll be fixed for next week. And then I will not have any more of these issues. Basically, what it amounted to was the system was not updating my profile properly and did not have me in the proper time zone. And what that did is every single time I posted a show for 11 p.m. Eastern time, it would put me at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I was like, no, I don't live there. I live here. I can't even think about what 4 hours ahead of me would be because it's not behind. Because if it was 11 p.m. Eastern, it would be 7 p.m. Pacific. So it's putting me at 7 p.m. Pacific time, thinking that's where I am. So I'm just like, no, I can't deal with that. So I had to call their support, talk to their support people, and it looks like at least they got the problem sorted out for me. They told me I shouldn't have any problems starting now, or starting probably tomorrow. They told me to give it the weekend and then start on Monday. It usually takes a day or two for settings to take effect after they've changed. So we'll have to go from there. So hopefully I won't have these kind of problems next week when starting the show and all that kind of good stuff. So what we're going to do right now is we get into my chat room. Again, I was not even looking at the chat room there shortly until right now. And now I have to mute this TV that's behind me. Yes, I like watching live PD. If you heard the music, that's live PD. I do enjoy watching live PD because, you know, just I love seeing how stupid people can actually be. It's just amazing how stupid people – well, who am I talking to? I mean, look what's going on in the world right now. We have a lot of stupid people out there. So that's what we're going to do. So what I'm going to do right now is, I don't know. I think I'm going to play something. I don't know what I'm going to play right now. Maybe I'll play only thing, I don't have anything long on me except for the other stuff I want to play. All right, so this is what I'm going to do is I am going to start off in the pre-show. I'm going to be playing just some comedy here. I'm going to start with some of these are like 10, 11-minute clips. You may not hear me. I'll be in the background, muted, munching on my Doritos, having my Dr. Pepper with live PD on the background just until we actually get gearing to start up the actual show at 11 p.m. Eastern, as we usually do. So those of you that will be listening to the podcast of this and not the live broadcast of it, we'll get to hear the whole thing, this entire little pre-show and thing that I'm doing. And, you know, it's kind of becoming a tradition. I actually may keep the pre-show thing going, just do a 30-minute pre-show every week. And if somebody wants to call in, they can just chat. If anybody wants to type in the chat room some interesting stuff, we'll just learn a little bit about me and you. Doesn't matter. I'm going to continue to do the pre-show thing. And then, of course, at 11 p.m. Eastern time, we'll get right into the actual show. Lots of fun stuff planned for tonight. So having said all that, I am going to go ahead and play one of my favorite comedy things from the late, great Chris Farley. So you're going to hear, obviously, this is recorded from TV, things like that. The audio quality should still be pretty good, but it's something that I've always enjoyed. And, again, I just have to find out where it is here on my soundboard here. I just uploaded recently. So sit back, relax, enjoy some good Chris Farley from SNL.
Hey, Mom. Dad.
Brian, Stacy, your mother Ellen and I are so glad you decided to join us for this family communication session.
So what's up? You guys getting divorced or something?
No, we just wanted the family to talk as a group.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
All right, well, Stacy, Brian, your father, Ted, and I are a little bit concerned. Celia, the cleaning lady, was in the family room and she found a bag of pot.
She didn't smoke it, did she?
No, she didn't smoke it.
Now, we're not here to come down on you. I mean, that's not what we're about, okay?
We're just concerned that pot could lead to other things.
Crack, ice, boom, pow.
But we know you don't want to hear this from us.
Sure, I mean, we're your parents. Who wants to hear this stuff from their parents, huh?
But your father and I came up with a brilliant idea to give you kids some direction. A motivational speaker.
Yeah, one of those guys who speaks to big groups at high schools and churches.
You mean to come to the house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right, later.
Thanks, anyway.
Hey, come on, you guys. This set me back a few bucks. Okay, his name is Matt Foley. Now, he's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours, and he should be all ready to go. I'll call him up. Matt, we're ready for you. His speech is called Go For It. Now, he's used to big groups, so make him feel like there's a crowd here. Matt, come on up, buddy.
All right, how's everybody? Good, good, good. Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-duh! We got ourselves a writer here. Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Huh? Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big
yapper! Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get back on the right track? Well, as I see it, there is only one solution. And that is for me to get my gear, move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Old Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you, here's Matt. There's you, Whoops-a-daisy. Whoops-a-daisy. By God. We're going to have to clean that up later. Me and my buddies,
my pals, my amigos. I'm going to get my gear.
Wait, yeah, Matt, you don't have to go.
No,
Matt,
you don't
Matt.
Have to do that. We'll never smoke pot again.
Matt, thanks for all you've done.
I don't give a rat's behind because I'm moving in. I'm sick and tired of living in a van down by the river.
Is the back door locked?
Yes.
We love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
Yes, indeed. Definitely one of the funnier bits from Chris Farley on SNL. Trying to scarf down another handful of Doritos, like I actually need any more Doritos in my body. I know it's not the typical Mexican chips. All Mexicans don't eat Doritos. I just happen to like Doritos, okay? Deal with it. Just showing that, pulling out. Anyway, moving on. This is the pre-show for Rob Ace Radio, just playing some comedy highlights. One that was actually requested of me at last night's show, which was the TMF Playlist. And, of course, the TMF Playlist is a new show that we're doing with a concept of either you send me an idea, I'll create a playlist, or you can send me your playlist of what your favorite top 15 songs are, 10 songs are, whatever. It has to fit into about 60 minutes, only about 40 minutes of music in between other things that I do on the show. I'll also be your virtual DJ, your wingman, all those kind of things like that. So all you got to do is send your idea of a playlist or your playlist to tmfradio2.0@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to get that going. And I said we already have about 20 entries, but I'm looking for a lot more. Obviously, I weeded through the first few, and I was, some of them I have to look through and look again. I just really don't have the right ideas for it. So maybe it'll come to me later. But I hope you all are well. Again, we got about 13 minutes until the actual show starts. So before I do that, I got one more bit again that I promised somebody that was in the show on Thursday night that I would get on some kind of Dennis Leary. So I went and found a good clip from Dennis Leary, kind of almost in line with what's going on today. It's kind of weird.
And the last celebrity mugshot, take a look at this one. You know, every time I show that picture, I get the same response. You all did the, And I don't understand why. I think it's because we all still love Elvis. And so when I show this, I show this, you feel bad that Elvis got arrested. I got news for you. Elvis was never fucking arrested. Elvis did this himself. Elvis was so fucking high one night, he called up the fucking police and said, "Hey, Elvis, I'm coming down. I want to get my picture taken and my mugshot. I never had it done. Red, get the boys. I want to go down and get my mugshot taken." He got all dressed up. He's got his TCB, taking care of business, glasses. He's got the medallions and the high collar and everything. He looks pretty fucking good. He's a little, you can see a little, he's a little fucked up. You know why? Elvis didn't drink. You know that, right? He didn't drink alcohol. You know what he drank? Formula 44D. I love him. It makes me love him more. Formula 44D. When he wanted to get really high, he'd drink like four bottles. Think about that. He's doing shots of cough medicine.
That's right. Guy never had a fucking cold as long as I worked for him.
Elvis invented the addiction to prescription medicine that's going on in this country. Think about it. End of his life, fat, bloated, addicted to a thousand and thousand different pills. Really fucked up, right? That's what we're all turning into. Big, fat, gassy, bloated fucking people addicted to prescription drugs. It's out of control. Now listen, I'm just like you. When I get sick, I want to take medicine. You know what I take? NyQuil for everything. I don't care if it's a cold or a cough or cancer. I take NyQuil. I love NyQuil. I've been singing its praises for 20 fucking years. You know why? You pop the shot glass off and drink it straight out of the bottle. Medical moonshine, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes later, you're fast to fucking sleep.
I had prostate cancer last night, and now it's gone. New cancer quill. I love it. And I love the warning. The main warning on the side effect on the side of the bottle of NyQuil may cause drowsiness. That's not a side effect. That's a fucking promise, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a goddamn good product. It does exactly what it says it's going to do.
Most of the people I know that take prescription drugs never even think about the side effects. They don't even read the little packaging on the side. They just want to take it and feel better. Well, tonight I'm going to point out some of the side effects that you should really be paying attention to. Number one, little drug called Allie. It treats weight loss. It's a weight loss aid, okay? Let's take a look at the side effects. Number one, oily spotting in your undergarments. Where I come from, we call that shitting in your pants, ladies and gentlemen. If I went to my mother when I was a kid and said, I think I got some oily spotting in my undergarments, you shit your pants again, didn't you, son of a bitch? Oily or fatty stools. What the fuck is a fatty stool? I mean, what are you, shitting midgets at this point? Little midget comes out, Jesus Christ, I'm glad to be out of your ass, I'll tell you that much. Holy shit, I was stuck up there for a long time. The reason they created the statement, oily spotting in your undergarments, is because they don't want to use anal leakage anymore. Allie was the drug that basically invented anal leakage. I still like anal leakage. I think it's better. Sounds like a heavy metal band from the 80s, doesn't it? I saw anal leakage, man. Fucking excellent. I saw him with nausea and black stool, man. It was excellent. Anal fucking leakage. Yeah, you're losing weight. It's coming right out of your ass. Next, Cymbalta treats depression. Take a look at the side effects. I love this one. Number one, hallucinations. Number two, suicidal thoughts and attempts. Isn't this why you're taking the drug in the first place? I'm so depressed. And the last celebrity mugshot, take a look at this one.
See, I think we just try to figure out too much about animals. We should just leave them alone. I'll give you a great example. In the California desert, they found bones of a prehistoric porpoise. And they're saying it's interesting because his porpoise's upper jaw sticks out a lot further than his lower jaw. So I figure he's...
Okay, I am going to have to double-check with something. And I'm going to double-check in the chat room. Can I actually be heard right now? If anybody in the chat room can hear me, if you would go ahead and type something in there. I think there's a couple people in there. Just let me know that I can be heard because I believe I just got done doing a lot of talking. And I think my mute button was still on. So, again, doing something new tonight. So I just wanted to make sure whether or not right now I was being heard. And I'm going to have to check out a couple of other ways here. I just want to make sure that I'm back on track here. Okay, good, good. I have confirmation that now I can be heard. So I just want to make sure one more time. I'm going to type into something, and I will make sure. Yep, okay, good, good. Okay, I have 100% confirmation that I am on. All right, so what you missed was me talking about myself and the TMF playlist, so that means even the recorded session of this won't have this in the show. Just going to be however many minutes of that was blank, it's going to remain blank. So, yeah, I'm going to tell people just to ignore those however many minutes. So we actually got about 2 minutes till the show starts, so I'm going to play one thing really quick that I was playing. I just stopped about 15 seconds in. I'm going to let that play. And then when I come back, we'll be starting the show. So give me about 2 minutes, and we'll be going live at the show. Bye-bye. Be right back.
See, I think we just try to figure out too much about animals. We should just leave them alone. I'll give you a great example. In the California desert, they found bones of a prehistoric porpoise. And they're saying it's interesting because this porpoise's upper jaw sticks out a lot further than his lower jaw. So I figure he's got to look like... and they're already trying to figure out if this upper jaw was used for, like, mating or catching fish. I'm thinking, what if it's just a goofy-looking fish? You know, like a dork fish. He's like, oh, this ain't the ocean. Woo, I better find me some water. Because can you imagine if you were fishing and you caught a dork fish? Because you know your friends would be like, hey, man, what kind of fish is that? You'd be like, oh, nothing. Because you know that fish would stick his head out of that bucket. I'm a dork fish. He caught me on a corn dog. I was swimming underneath the ocean, and I said, what's a corn dog doing underneath the ocean? But you know me, boy. I love them damn corn dog, boy. Woo! I saw that bad boy. I bit it. Boom, I was in the boat. That's the last thing I know. Be pretty cool if they sold them in pet stores. Because you know they say pets always look like their owners? It's like you go over to your friend's house. Hey, Buford. What kind of fish is this? Dork fish? I'm just fixing to feed him. What do you feed a dork fish? Corn dog? Boy, they just gobble them up. But you got to take that stick out. They'll eat that stick. Now, I'll tell you another true animal story.
All right, looks like that's it. It is 11 p.m. Eastern time, so let me give you this.
Robbie's Radio tickles you just right.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's edition of Robbie's Radio. I am your host, Robbie's, broadcasting to you live from my man cave in beautiful Tallahassee, Florida. Definitely cooler than it was the last couple of nights, so who knows? First of all, there's probably going to be a giant meteor land on this sometime really soon. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rob Ace Radio. I am your effervescent and ever-ready host tonight, as usual here on TMF Radio and Rob Ace Radio. Appreciate all of you tuning in tonight. Of course, first, let me say thank you very much to my sponsors, and my sponsors, of course, being Tickle Intensive. With over 12 years of experience, Tickle Intensive produces some of the absolute best in tickling and fetish content, featuring real custom extreme custom fetish videos that are guaranteed to satisfy even the most voracious of fetish appetites. Make your fetish fantasies a reality with Tickle Intensive's stable of beautiful, ticklish, and exclusive models that can't be found anywhere else on the internet. Tickle Intensive, hot girls, ticklish souls, hardcore tickling. And of course, I also like to thank my good friend, Porcelain Doll over at Rose Fetish, and of course, she is also a sponsor of Rob Ace Radio. She gave away an entire clip last week. You guys missed a great show then. Hopefully, we're going to be giving away some more stuff tonight, but she is also one of my fabulous sponsors, and could not do the show without her, and really could not have done the show without her last week. So make sure you go check out their Clips for Sale store as well. Also, TMF Radio is brought to you by the TMF. As the TMF continues to evolve and grow, we would love your support and continue to grow the community. As technology increases, so do the costs involved of maintaining and upgrading our beloved home, more space for the stories, pictures, clips, and chat room that we all enjoy. We want the team up to continue to be the premier fetish community on the web. So how can you help? Visit the Patreon link on the forum and donate. With various levels of support, you can get all kinds of things.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything, everything.
Well, not everything, but for $10 a month, you'll be a TMF Titan and receive four tiers of rewards, including your name on the scrolling wall, being a part of exclusive polls, chats, a unique title to your profile. And in addition, from all of us here at Rob Ace Radio, you will be in the loop and be the first to know behind-the-scenes information on Rob Ace Radio shows, TMF Radio shows, upcoming guests, priority call-in status to speak to models, producers, or even little old me live on the air. So lastly, any level support that you give, Raw Base Radio will always give you double entries for all of our upcoming giveaways, including clips and hard card hold. Yeah, cool hard cash. I'll actually get that word out eventually. Much like tonight, giving away, as usual, a $25 gift card to DoorDash so you can fill your belly, and we're going to be doing that at some point in time tonight. We'll have a fun little game in the chat room, or we'll do something. Something will eventually come along, and it will lead to a contest. Somebody will type something in the chat room, they'll win. And, of course, we have some clips, as always, to give away as well. So, glad you all made it tonight. So, again, I think we finally have everything worked out with Blog Talk Radio and how I work with the system. The whole problem was before that, even though my settings on my computer said that it was Eastern time, U.S. Eastern time, that the company still had me in 4 hours differently. So whenever I would log, try to do the show at 11 p.m., I would log on. It wouldn't have my show up there. It would have the next day's show. So I have to run around and scramble and start a whole new show from scratch and go live immediately. I asked them, I said, how can we fix this problem? You know, I tried doing what I'm doing. I've changed my settings. So they went in there. They double-checked my settings and changed it and then said, but it's still going to give it a day or two to make sure it really takes effect. So hopefully this will be the last time that I have to deal with the whole issue of Blog Talk Radio a certain time, waiting to post a show link till the day of the show or 30 minutes prior to. And I'll be able just to post a show link. It'll be there whenever I make the post, and it'll be there permanently, and that'll be the link you use, not the one you'll have to wait for. So certainly hope those problems are going to be figured out. I'd like to say once again thank you to everybody for showing up. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to talk just a little bit about some things that were going on in the forum and what's happening around the forum. And the first thing, of course, is we have had some little spottiness here and there. I believe we're upgrading servers. It's going to be – everything's going to be much better for the community, going to run faster, got to have more space for stuff like that. So, of course, thanks to Jeff and all that he does to keep us running and enjoying our little home on the Internet. And certainly hope that you all have a good time browsing in on the Internet and everything else like that there on the forum. So last week I did not get to do my TMF picks of the week for the post of the week. And I had a wonderful co-host last week, and things kind of got away from me, and she wasn't close enough to reel me back in. So, you know, hey, you know, we work with what we work with, and she did a great job. I mean, I'm subpar at best. But so what I'm going to do right now is the post of the week that I did not do from last week. So the first one that I would like to discuss comes from our tickling discussion area, and it was entitled, and yes, I am actually going on the forum and going to the actual post. You know, this is the stuff that I just write down, people. This is stuff I actually do. This is things that I actually do. The original post was called Embarrassing, and it was started by Ida, ITA24, and it looks like it was first brought up all the way back last November, and it's still going on now. And the original post, once it pulls up here, I'm curious if anybody has had an embarrassing experiences having to do with tickling. Like, has anyone had their fetish revealed to people that you never wanted to know about, such as family, friends, coworkers, anything interesting? I just love hearing about people's situations this fetish has gotten them into. And you know, it ran with it. I'm sure most of us have had this type of experience or something close to it come up, and it's just really, really humiliatingly embarrassing. And I mean, I read a few of these. You know, not trying to judge here. I mean, everybody's level of embarrassment is different. You know that, oh, you know, someone may have seen something on a screen, it just clicked off, and whew, okay, they really didn't see it. And this person was around, and I had a chance to do something, and I tried, and I was hoping nobody caught me, and things like that. And I was like, oh, okay, you know what? You know, it's like, all right, I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to out myself. Because while people think I'm smooth and suave and have done a lot of things right in my life to end up in the position that I'm in and different places, the life that I live, regardless of my medical conditions, you know, that's all something else. But generally, how well things are in my fetish world and in my regular world, and how everything kind of melds for me with my wife, everything else like that is just fine. So it's like, what embarrassing thing could have possibly ever happened to me? Well, I'm going to read from my post here, and I will probably take a few extra liberties with my own post and expand on some ideas as they come to me. I said, I think I can easily top all of you so far, not nail, sorry. I was traveling with a group of young-looking 20 to 25-year-old people working for a magazine subscription company under the guise of, we're local high school students selling magazine subscriptions for a senior trip to name place, whatever. Yeah, basically scamming. I was already planning on leaving the group, but this hastened it. I had more than a few tickling magazines, and this was early to mid-1990s in my suitcase. Well, long story short, and the cops were called because members of the group were using and selling pot out in the open like idiots. Now, first thing first, I want to go back to one thing. I decided for a lark, just for travel and things like that. I heard about this opportunity came through where I was living at one point in time and then decided, you know, I don't want to live here anymore. I just want to find a way just to move someplace else, just kind of start things differently, just want to see what else is out there. So I went to this traveling group where they said they were heading up to Minneapolis, Minnesota next. I was like, okay, you know, I've never been to Minneapolis. Why not? Sounds great. Home place to Prince. Maybe I can pop into Paisley Park, say hello, give my respects, you know. Of course, he wasn't dead then, but. So I went to them, and I realized along the way what they did, what they were telling us what to do. You know, go up to people's houses and knock on the door and say, hi, I'm from a local high school, and here, would you please give me money for subscriptions for these magazines to send me on this senior trip, amazing trip of a lifetime, things like that. So that's basically what we're doing. And they made sure that everybody they hired had to look young. You had to look like you went to high school. You had to be of age to work, but look like you were still in high school. And, of course, I was still very small then. I mean, I grew up, had several growth spurts in my life, the last one, you know, more recent than most people's. But I started realizing after, you know, getting involved with this, I'm like, this doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem right. So I really did want out, which, of course, is really funny nowadays because I've had them people come through my neighborhood and they knock on my door and I'm like, how old are you? They're like, I go to local high school. I'm like, how old are you? But I'm doing this for school. I'm like, look, I did the magazine subscription thing too. For me, I was going to Mexico to go learn my culture and all the different things that I can learn about the Aztecs and things like that. That was my gimmick. So what's yours? They just kind of looked at me. I said, look, let me get you a soda and a couple of bucks. I know it's hot out there walking around like I did this for us. I did this for a week or two. I know what the game is. So I gave the guy just a couple of bucks. You know, gave him an ice cold soda and was like, you know what, you know, good luck, but please don't try anybody else in my neighborhood because I know it's a scam. And he kind of left. So, yeah, one of the things. Okay, moving on. Well, the police came to all the hotel rooms because we had a block of rooms. We probably had about 20 people that all traveled in this group. And police came and they're like, okay, now we have to search everybody's rooms. Now, of course, I'm already wondering, okay, what do they mean by search? I've never really dealt with the police like this before. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. So they come in. They actually literally start, like, just like the show. They just start throwing open drawers and throwing things out, looking around, looking everywhere, dumping up the garbage cans, and they go in the closet. And they start taking out all the suitcases. And they start opening all the suitcases. And they start dumping everything out of the suitcases. And then they get to my suitcase. And I just have this fear of dread rising up beside of me. And as they're dumping out my suitcase, I hear one say, hey, Sarge, you got to check this out. And I knew right then, oh, dear God. And what did they do? They went over there and held up each one of my magazines. I told the five. I had three of the Tide and Tickled and two of the Foot Show ones. And opening things up and, hey, look at this girl. Look what they're doing. Oh, that looks like they're having fun. Oh, I wonder what this is. I didn't even know they had magazines like this. And, oh, boy, this press, I'm pretty, yeah, they're really having a good time with this and shaking it open, pretending like they're looking for, you know, heroin that's inside of a magazine, you know, it's hidden or whatever, you know. They're just passing these things around. And, of course, because everybody shared rooms, my roommates and a couple other girls were just well, my guy, the roommate, and a couple of girls just in the hall, and one of the director people, just kind of standing there watching and listening and seeing what the cops were pulled out of my suitcase. Well, eventually they get done having their fun, and you know, they put everything back, and they kind of left my magazines right on top of the suitcase. I mean, they couldn't – come on. Give a man a break. You may not know whose it is, but you know it's somebody's. You know it's somebody's. Give the man a break. Give the person a break. At least put them in the suitcase first and cover it up. Have some decency. I mean, for real. Leave them laying right on top of the suitcase. And they walk out. Everybody's looking at each other. And the other guys had been with each other long enough, they knew who they knew wasn't their suitcase. And then everybody looks at me. I just walk over, kick them up, slide in my suitcase, and say, you know what? I don't care. Say what you want. Doesn't really matter to me. And, you know, they got off some good ones and some jokes. But, you know, as usual, my retorts normally are things like, well, that's fine. I like feet. You like ass. You know, at least feet are a lot further away from the asshole and where a poop comes out. So, to me, what you like is gross. The other thing, and I would just try to say, you know, well, I like the shots of feet and that, too. That's just right. And I'm like, and it does show some nudity. And there are a couple guys who are like, okay, yeah, you're right. It does show nudity. And, you know, it's a kind of a tame way to bring it around. But, you know, they still egg me on for a little while. But some of the good things that happen out of it is a couple of the girls would start just messing with me. Whether to be mean or not, what they were still doing, at least for me, was enjoying them being bitches to me by them having to take off their shoes and flexing their feet at me and curling their toes and getting it really close to me and saying things like, oh, my feet are really ticklish. Oh, you better not touch me and things like that. And you know what? It actually was fine. I actually enjoyed it. Like, they were performing for me. I was perfectly fine with it. But there actually was at least one girl that was curious, and we actually did have something. We actually did do something before I left. And believe me, within three days, by the time I got my check, I was out of there. They said, what do you want to do with your last check? I'm just like, give it to the homeless. I don't care. I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with this. Because I do have thick skin, and I do pride myself on being able to deal with a lot of BS. I don't know, everything is going on right now. I do try to handle as much of it as I can with the thought that everything's always going to get better. Because it will. No matter how low you've ever been, no matter how low you may get in your life, it's always going to get better. I had a relative of mine that had been talking to me for a while, and she was going through some real hard times, and she was having problems, and just one day she just broke down to me. She's just like, I just don't know if I can do this anymore. She's like, I tried everything. I just can't deal with it anymore, and I'm not going to get personal into her life and all the different things that happened previously. But I told her then, like I'm telling all of everybody now, it's going to get better. Things will get better. I promise. Just keep yourself up. Don't go down any dark paths. Don't do anything criminal. Just stay the course. Things will get better. And I just heard from them today that they had purchased a new home to move into, and they're newly married, children, grandchildren. I mean, everything's finally coming together, and I couldn't be more happy for her than if it would happen to me. And my life is together, but to see it all finally come to fruition for her just makes me feel good. And that happens everywhere, people. Just give it time. I know it may not seem like it, but you can give it some time, and things will get better. And things are getting better. And things are great here on Raw Base Radio. So, of course, you know, you've led yourself here, and see, everything all circle comes back to me. Yay! All right. Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to look at another post on the TMF. And, of course, that is right now we're going through our TMF post of the week. And we are going to get our next post from the general discussion area once I get there. As I clickety-click, click, my way back to the general discussion area. Probably the fourth or fifth most used. I'm pretty sure the TK discussion and TK clips are like the places where most people go to in the forum. So when I was looking through the regular general discussion area, I noticed a couple things. And I'm just going to make this the permanent TMF post of the week, probably, for the general discussion area, is that at the very top, Jeff posted some good information about the coronavirus to keep all of us informed. And yes, I am picking this. I'm being cheap. Yes, I'm picking this as my post of the week. Deal with it. Because it's important. It's important to know that we do have a resource that is not trying to take sides or anything else, just giving you the information. Just click someplace, get some information, keep yourself informed, because that's what we have to do right now. Regardless of anybody's personal beliefs, you don't think what's going on is the right thing. You don't think things should be shut down. You don't think that things should be opened up yet. You still got fears. I'm one of the people that's technically at risk, so I'm taking my precautions using my personal responsibility, and I'm taking precautions for myself. But don't care about any of that. I mean, I want everyone to feel like you're valid, and that we understand that there are problems and that you have issues with certain things that are going on. And hopefully at one point in time, we'll be able to talk about it more rationally. But for right now, comedy show, trying to have fun, entertainment, yeah. But just wanted to say that that is a very good post for people to go to in case you just want some information. You just want to look at some things and you just kind of want to feel out how, you know, just try to get some information. So that's probably the best place to go to. So go to that one in the general discussion area. And you know what? I'll say one more thing, too. I'll give you one more. I'll give you another one only because, you know, maybe me doing that one was a little cheap. But it is a post of the week that should always be a post of the week. And I've been looking lately, and there really hasn't been a lot of activity as of late, which is the sticky thread at the top of the tickling discussion area. They show off your feet and other assets thread. Come on, people. I was gone from active forum viewing for probably about 5 to 6, almost 7 years. I mean, I thought that thread would be 15 times the size it is now. And like the last thing that was put in there was back in April 8th. And I even think before then there was a longer span of things not being posted in there. I mean, that's a great thread. If you guys have never gone and looked at that thread, it'll take you a while because you're still like, what is your 4,880 replies. It's still going to take a while to look through. I mean, over 1 million views overall. But go to that thread. You click, kick back, and just look at some of the pictures. It's really cool just to go back and see all the different types of people that are in our community. It's really a great thing. So this should be a post a week every week. And I have a challenge this week. I like to challenge any of my listeners. And, of course, you don't have to say that you heard it on Rob Ace Radio. It doesn't matter whether you do or you don't. You don't have to. But I want you to go to that thread, and I want you to post there. I want you to post there. Or if you know somebody who doesn't listen to the show and they want to show their picture or something, I tell them, hey, go to that thread. Post a picture there. It's really cool to see all the different types of people and all the different types of things. And because you always get a little bit of the personality when in some of these pictures of people, and it's really good to see. So I want people to start that thread back up again. I want to see it. And what I will do is I will pick one person who posts something there in that thread. You will get a special prize pack. You'll get a big shout-out from me next week, and you'll get a big prize pack. You're going to get a $25 gift card from Grubhub. We're going to give you a clip from Tickle Intensive. We're going to give you a clip from Rose Fetish Garden. And I will give you the very exclusive, only seen by 10 people total. And I looked everywhere. These pictures aren't out there, people, because I look out for this. So only 10 people have ever seen these photos of the original live tickling photo shoot that I did with Derek Sinclair on Raw Base Radio way back in 2011. I still possess all those photos. I still have them. They're not out there. You're not going to see Derek Sinclair like this anywhere else. Try, but it doesn't exist. They don't exist. I have them. I'm going to include all those in a prize pack for somebody that will get back in there and start that thread back up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm still going to give away something tonight. But over the next week, I want to see anybody who listens to the show, or if you don't listen to the show and someone just tells you, hey, this guy Rob A says, all you got to do is post a picture. You may win this. You don't tell your friends. I don't care. I don't care if they listen to me or not. There's no L must be present to win kind of thing. Not for this contest. I'm going to try to be a little generous here. I just want to see that thread blow up again like it did years ago. I want to see that blow up again. So let's do it, listeners. Let's do it. Let's get that thread going again. And I'll tell you what. As long as we get 10 pictures in there, I won't post any of me. All right? So get at least five or six. I mean, we have like four or five people here in the chat room. So you get a couple more people, I'll guarantee you I won't post one of me. I will not post any of my assets. I promise. So we at least got to get that many to get me not to post. And then once we get over that amount, then we'll have a really big price pack we're going to give you. And I bet all of you are thinking right now, how can he do that? He must be insane. Well, you know what? Let's get crazy, I say.
Who are you trying to get crazy with, this thing? Don't you know
I'm looking? Break time. Be right back. Almost 11:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. And, of course, I'd like to thank my wonderful sponsors, Tickle Intensive, with over 12 years of experience. Tickle Intensive produces some of the best, absolute best in tickling and fetish content Shop Girls, Ticklish Souls, Hardcore Tickling. And, of course, Robbie's Radio is also brought to you by Rose Fetish Garden, the store with all your kinky needs, featuring a real married DS couple, their male sub, and various fun and fantastic models for all your fantasies. You will find them at clipsforsale.com/studio/124743/rose-fetish-garden. Forget rest of the dirt online and find the true rose at Rose Fetish Garden. So, of course, I'd like to thank both of them for their support and their promoting here on TMF Radio, and would love to promote anything that you guys do, which is why I do my TMF Post of the Week. So we'll continue with the Post of the Week, and then we'll get into a couple other things here. So let us get back into the forum. And the next one will be the tickling artwork area. I do frequent this one myself. I'm pretty sure a lot of you do too. But I am picking for the post of the week, Ballerina Tickled, started by Turbina 333. And I do recall that that name from many places. So obviously has a good history of doing things, and they also will accept commissions. So check out that one. Really, really fantastic drawing. I really like looking at a lot of the artwork as I get a chance to. I'm a big, big proponent of the art community, especially within our community. So, you know, as I'm doing things with Raw Base Radio, if you have something that you would like for me to promote for you, send it to me. I'll put it in the Raw Base Radio link. I will post it with the links for the show and show some samples of the artwork. Draw something. I don't care. It doesn't have to be about me. It doesn't have to be about the radio show. Just something that you like. I'll be more than happy to promote it. I always want to make sure that I use this show not only to educate, entertain, inform, push my agenda, make money, but also for helping the community. And that should be number one on the list, is helping the community. And if I can help the community by being on, giving you a little thing to laugh at, someone to laugh at, someone to talk to, someone to listen to, all those kind of things like that, if I can do anything like that for you, then you know absolutely that that is something that I will love to do and something that I will always strive to do with this show or any means that I have, because we are a community. And when this community was basically not much, a few people exchanging letters back and forth through snail mail, getting on IRC, IRQ boards, getting in chat rooms, and just giving out whatever information and pictures and stories that we can get across to one another via that way. That's how the community really first started, and that's how far I go back with community, all the way back to 1990, 1991. I mean, there were people that were still around the community well before I was. But I got into it right at the end of the technology revolution, where all of a sudden the modems and things and bulletin boards and all these things, ASFT and all these other things and groups that came up. So it was really, really interesting to be able to think about that and to be able to go back and think, you know, all these things that have happened in the community and everything else that we do and that we continue to do. So if I can somehow help other people, whether it's artists, people that write stories, you want me to read a story on the air, it's something I would be open to do. Let me know. Let me help out. Let me do some things, get you some recognition, because everybody around here likes that, and it's perfectly fine with that. And speaking of recognition, another post of the week that I did not get to do last week, which I was going to do, is, of course, the GFAs were announced. And, of course, we really appreciate the work, it is work, that Mirage does, not only for the forum, but in doing the GFAs every year. And if you don't know what the GFAs are, you should go to the GFA page, read about them, learn about them. I mean, the GFA are really, really something that has been done for the community that's been going on for many years now. And it's something that those people that work hard, just a little bit of recognition, just a little bit, you know, just something to say nice. You know, in fact, you are listening to a GFA winner. Yes, you did not know that. I didn't think you did. Most of you may not know that. Yes, I won the 2010 award, the GFA, for special recognition to the tickling community. And that was mostly because I voted for myself and I paid a lot of other people to vote for me, just because I want to make sure my name was always going to be up in the forum. See, even when I was 10, even when I was gone for 8-7 years from the forum, my name was still relevant. It was still there. Like a little record, at least for a long time until the big purge of everything in the entire cloud eventually happens. It's all going to be the next tragedy. It's not going to be a viral pandemic. It's going to be a computer virus pandemic. It's going to knock out the entire cloud. And everybody's, oh, my God, I don't want to have pictures of little Jimmy and Sarah's third birthday together. Oh, my God. Ah. No, that's why I always keep a backup. I don't trust the cloud with everything. I have a backup system. I'm not going to lose all my music. I'm not going to lose all my pictures. I have a backup system. And I have a backup system for my backup system. I actually have a lot of things on CD still, Rattle CD. So I have three different types of medium just in case. Now, I will be screwed if we get to the point where the technology just goes and we're back to hand-crank record players. Then I'm in trouble. Then I'm in real trouble because I have no way of being able to copy this meeting to that meeting without going through an exorbitant amount of time. That would be so painstakingly long that I don't even think I can comprehend how long it would take. So, anyway, back to the GFA for 2019. I'd like to go ahead and read all these off if you all don't mind, because I just think it's a good thing to recognize, again, the community. That's what we're about here. So, best video of the year for 2019 was Nonstop Tickle Torture Payback for Rochelle 4 Feet from UK Tickling. The best video tickling video company of the year of 2019 was Tickle Room. Best model, tickly female 2019, Raven Eve of Various. Best model, tickly male 2019, Mystic Rose Fetish Garden. Hey, and that's the sponsor here on Raw Base Radio Show. We really mean it when we say, forget rest of dirt on the internet and go straight for the Rose Fetish Garden. We really mean that. Best model tickler 2019, Naomi Swan, Tickle Abuse. Best website 2019 commercial, Tickle Abuse. Best website 2019 non-commercial, DeviantArt. Best author / story fiction 2019, He-Man 2045 for Various. Best author story nonfiction 2019, Sudokin for Stealth Tickling a Girlfriend. Best author story non-tickling 2019, Primal for Friends Heroes Award. Best Original Artist 2019, Bandito for Various. Best Original Artist, Non-Tickling 2019, Kali for Various. Special Recognition for Contribution Tickling Community 2019, MTP Jeff, for continuing contributions to the community, all that he does here for the forum, keeping the forum going, and all the work that takes. That alone is worth more than just an award. But thank you very much. Sometimes I affectionately like calling him Boss still. Even though I don't work for him, even though I just do TMF radio, it's just kind of something that he enjoys listening to. But also, believe it or not, he listens quite often, and it's something that he knows is good for the community. So sometimes I'll affectionately just call him Boss just because, you know, it's just the way, and we've known each other for many years. Hall of Fame model year 2019, Taylor Raz for Various. Hall of Fame video 2019, Olive Oil Tickled by Brutus from Tickling Paradise. And Hall of Fame Pioneer Award 2019, BAC for contributions to tickling art. And, you know, I still remember the forum before BAC. That's how far back I go. I remember when there was the BAC on the forum producing all the wonderful things that he does. And some of his first things that he did, and those little cartoon things, it just completely blew me away. I actually believe I did have him on a show previously, and I may have to try to get him back again because it was really a good time when I was introduced to his artwork and everything else that he does. So if he's listening, or if you guys message him, or if you personally or friends with him or whatever, just tell him that go over here, Rob Ace at Rob Ace Radio and TMF Radio. We certainly recall him with much fondness and would love to chat with him or sing out, you know, hang out with him or do whatever again, because that's where we're all about here, is that we all are about community. And of course that is the TMF community. And if you don't know what the TMF is, then I don't know why you're here. That would confuse me. All right, moving back into the forum for TMF Post of the Week. And again, I'd like to thank everybody who contributes anything to the forum, because, you know, it's a little bit scary out there sometimes, even banking your first post, even if it's just hi, hello. You know, I know it's a lot worse, usually for our female audience, for our female members. But things have gotten much better recently. I've heard from a lot of females that, you know, it's not the same thing as it was long ago. So hopefully a lot of you ladies are coming out and expressing yourselves and not feeling like you're walking down a production line and everybody's judging you and guarding you and things like that and trying to become your white knight. I hope certainly that's how it is. We're going to our story forum. And, of course, you should know where that is on the forum, Tickling Stories. And the one that we are going to choose had this week was a really good story, of course. And because I wouldn't pick them, they weren't good. Although sometimes I'm not going to call everything bad, everything good. But, you know what I'm saying. So, but I'd like you guys to go and read of a simple repair job started by, let me see if I can make sure I get this name right, Sir Hazit, I'm going to say it like that, like it's Sir Hazit, even though it's spelled S-E-R-H-A-Z-Z-A-T. Sir Hazit, maybe actually did a pretty good job in pronouncing that. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. But, yeah, it's a really good story. I think it's broken up very well. It's not a wall of text, first off. I never, ever suggest wall of text post. Please, people, learn spacing, especially when you're doing stories. If you're doing a post, fine. I don't care if you use spacing or not. But if you're writing a story, spacing to me is very important. It helps me visually, so I don't have to read back the same thing two or three times and unless I want to read it back two or three times. I should want to, not have to. The Simple Repair Job by Sir Hazit. Again, S-E-R-H-A-Z-A-T. Go check that out in the story forum, and I certainly hope that you enjoy that. I really do. So what we're going to do right now is take our last break for the evening. Oh, hey, what do you know? He's actually there in the chat room. That is fantastic. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. That actually didn't even post this week in the post that they were chosen for Obvious Radio Post of the Week. So guess what? We're going to make you a winner tonight. We're going to make you a double winner. Not only did you get to hear me talk about you in my golden voice, but we're going to let you see some wonderful clips. I believe Porcelain Doll there is in the chat room as well. And, of course, she was my co-host last week. She's a fantastic producer and person. We're going to give you a clip of hers. We're going to give you a choice of clips that she will let you know of. So if you will please send me a private message in the forum or an email to tmfradio2.0@gmail.com, and we are going to get you that prize pack. We're going to get you a clip from her and a clip from Tickle Intensive. So congratulations actually also being here, getting that, and we hope that you enjoy that. So on that wonderful note, we're going to take our last musical break for the evening, and then we'll be right back to talk about some fun stuff and get through. And you know what? It's a very special weekend, we all must remember. This is Mother's Day weekend. So a very special song out there to all you mothers, not my mother, but to all you other mothers out there.
Oh, damn.
What is it, doll?
I forgot it's Mother's Day.
Didn't get a gift for her.
Other plans got in the way. She'll be so disappointed.
Damn, I forgot it, too.
This could have been avoided.
What the hell are we gonna do? My mom's been so alone ever since my daddy left.
Cold.
No one to hold her tight. Life has put her to the test.
Time's a dough.
It's time for a switcheroo.
We both love our moms. We're
mother lover. They blessed us both with the gift of life. She brought you in this world, so I'm a sex for right. This is the second best idea that we've ever had. The choice can be no other. Be my mother lover.
Happy Mother's Day.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day. Adam Sandberg and Justin Timberlake. And they have made some of the funny shit. The Lonely Island, they go back, you know, 2010, 11, 12. They did some of the funniest stuff that I had ever seen prior to when people started doing literal videos. So those were really, really funny as well. I don't know if you guys remember the big craze. When they, right around the Rick Rolling time, they had this thing where they would actually post a video, then like just somebody would sing what's actually going on the video rather than the actual song. And a lot of them were hilarious. I mean, there was the Aha Take On Me one. There was a Separate Ways by Journey. That was hilarious. Air Supply Making Love Out of Nothing at All. It was several of songs that they did really, really brilliantly. And of course, one that really started things off, the Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, that one they redid. I mean, when I first saw that, I swear I didn't think I would ever see anything as funny again in my life. Until I started watching some of the Lonely Boys videos when Justin Timberlake would come out and would do some of these funny songs. It was just amazing. It was to me, comedy at its finest, just because it was just so hysterically just brilliant. It was hysterically brilliant. I guess that's a term I can try to coin here, hysterically brilliant. And of course, I try to be hysterically brilliant for you, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But you know what? We're here. We try. You know what else we can try? We can try to mention how wonderful our sponsors are again. Of course, Raw Base Radio brought to you by Tickle Intensive, over 12 years of experience. Tickle Intensive produces some of the absolute best tickling and fetish content in tickling and fetish content, featuring real extreme custom videos that are guaranteed to satisfy even the most voracious fetish of appetites. Make your fetish fantasies a reality with Tickle Intensive stable of beautiful, ticklish, and exclusive models that can't be found anywhere else on the internet. Tickle Intensive, hot girls, ticklish souls, and hardcore tickling, of course. And, of course, brought to you by Rose Fetish Garden, as I mentioned before, one of our wonderful sponsors. And hope you all enjoy all of her stuff over at Rose Fetish Garden. And please, make sure you visit her social sales store. It's a fantastic place. You guys, you can't get, you know, it's a real married DS couple. They have lots of friends, they have lots of fun, and you can certainly tell from the videos that these are really genuine, and the people are genuine, which makes me enjoy it more. So go and don't forget to check them out. And of course, TMF Radio, Robbie's Radio, is also brought to you by the TMF. TMF continues to evolve and would love your support to continue our growth. As technology increases, so do the costs involved in maintaining and upgrading our beloved home. More space for the stories, pictures, clips, and the chat room that we all enjoy. We want the TMF to continue to be the premier fetish community on the web. So how can you help? Visit the Patreon link on the forum and donate. With various little support, you can give as much or as little as you want. So we all enjoy that. We all enjoy my little spills that I do, and I'm getting better at my new ones. You know, I was so used to my previous sponsors. You know, I had MTJ Publishing, and I'm not a sponsor any longer, but I still appreciate everything MTJ Publishing does for the community. And, also had TickleChicks.com, and they were a longtime sponsor of Raw Base Radio, and the previous edition of Raw Base Radio. And Eddie Juniper and all of them out there in Atlanta and various places. It was great to work with them. And they're still a great company. And I still, you know, I haven't kept in touch with a lot of the producers that I used to talk with and I used to deal with. I think I was actually seeing a post in Tickling Discussion about old companies that they just don't see a lot from anymore. And, you know, I also had ties with Rooks Media, and I also had tie-ins with Stryker Entertainment. And they were both great guys that I got to meet and talk to. And it's really, really cool when you get to meet some of these people. And, you know, recently I got to sit down and talk to Charlie from Tickle Intensive, and it was a great, great conversation. It was one of the first shows that we had back on, our rebirth show, had Charlie from Tickle Intensive on. It was a great conversation. And then we talked some before the show and after the show. And he's a great guy. Really got to really has been good to get to know him personally, and I got to get him a call probably sometime this week just to catch up. So, you know, not only are you people becoming sponsors on TMF Radio, you can become friends. That's, again, what we're all about. We want to be part of the community. We want to all be friends. We want to do all these things, and we all want to enjoy everything that we can. So, next, we have about 10 or so minutes left in the show. and would like to discuss a little bit more about the forum. And, you know, I think I've been on a forum kick tonight, not because I didn't have any material prepared. It's because my dog ate it. I have two dogs. They both ate it, big one and a little one. They ate all my material for tonight. I didn't know what I was going to do, so I said, you know what? Why don't I do best what I always do best, which is basically just wing it. Just go ahead, figure it out, do it on the fly. Hey, you know what? Hasn't done me bad so far, so we will continue doing that and seeing what else we can find on the forum that I looked at this week that I appreciated, and I'd like for you to appreciate it as well. Don't you think that's fun? That's what the show should all be about, right? Right. I mean, eventually we'll get back to the point when we have people that are more comfortable with calling in and doing things like that. I'd like to get back to some of the game shows I used to do. I actually may have one or two recorded from my old days if I can find them and I can actually upload them. You can hear one of our old TMF Radio, Rob Ace Radio game shows. Match Game was always probably one of the funnest games. And hopefully one of these days we get enough people back and enjoying and wanting to call in and have a little fun, we can do a live game show like I used to do, and those ones were some of the very best episodes and some of the clips, audio clips we got from some of the things that we did. Okay, I'm only going to mention this because it's here, and it was a thread actually was started back in 2003, and I'm not doing this also just because Porcelain Doll posted something in there recently. I'm not also doing this just because I'm a huge Walt Disney person, but there's a post that was in Tickling Discussion about what Disney character would you tickle. Now, I'm a Disney person. I love Disney World. So does my wife. I hadn't been back there in years. I think I might have mentioned this a couple shows ago, and we went back in 2015, and I was hooked. I enjoy being at Disney World, and so does my wife. So we're big Disney people. I mean, most of my T-shirts, I mean, heck, right now I'm wearing a 30-year pass holder, 30 years of pass holder Disney Hollywood Studios shirt from the 30th anniversary of that, of Hollywood Studios. We were there for the 30th, because we just, one of our trips a couple years ago, or last year, 2019, right? Yeah, that's just last year, coincided with it. And you know, most of my t-shirts are all Disney. So we like Disney. I really like Disney here. Of course, some of the answers are here are Snow White. Let's see. Jane from Tarzan, Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Jasmine from Atlanta. Of course, somebody, yeah, here we go, yeah. Timon or Pumbaa, hard to choose. I'm not going to say anything about that. Part of me really, really wants to say something about that. I know they were joking. But, you know, we do have all types of different fetishes and things like that. People like the anamorphic stuff, or whatever the term is for it. I understand. No judgment here. Not something that I personally am into. Not something that I could personally enjoy. But, you know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. Somebody, a Disney character is an old Popeye cartoon. Oh, that's pretty good. I don't know about Shigo, Dr. Dragon's assistant from Kim Possible. There are probably a couple of Kim Possible references within this thread. It just, you know, when you get a chance to just go and look at it, I don't want to read every single one of these. Hey, there's one for Tinkerbell. Hippo and Fantasia. Okay, that's funny. See, and they did put down just kidding. See, sometimes people are funnier than me. By me reading their stuff makes me sound better because that makes me either a better judge or just the fact I had nothing else absolutely planned to do. So I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Cinderella's evil stepmom. Yeah, actually, that's actually not bad. I mean, just for the story intrinsic value of it, that's actually bad. Okay, so we have, you know what, yes, at least mention some of the guys. Ticklish Witch did put down Jack Sparrow, absolutely. Okay, that's a character, you know. And, of course, people are going to ask me, well, Rob, what about you? Well, I really can't put it into that realm only because, you know, I don't really do the whole cartoon thing sometimes. I mean, I enjoy cartoons, but I don't think of them in any certain way. Although if I, you know, gun to the head, something like that scenario, you know, somebody else, I had posted Jessica Rabbit, I'd probably be along those lines too. That's probably where I would be at. Alrighty, so, well, I hope that you enjoyed our little foray through the forum tonight. And again, go check out the Golden Feather Award winners. Go check out the stories. Go check out the artwork. Get involved. Post in the forum, general discussion, all the other things. Get involved. Have fun. So we have about 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to get in our last musical break for the night. Actually, I don't know if I have enough time for it. Oh, yes, looks like I do, actually. So let me get in this last physical break for the night, and I will be right back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
want to go take a ride with me, I hope you're okay with a Ford Explorer. Hope that would be comfortable enough for you. But if you want to get high with me, you better have a medical marijuana card like I have from the wonderful state of Florida, because I ain't rolling dirty. I am not going to go to jail for anybody. Nobody. I already told my kids. We have Life PD that's around here in Tallahassee when they were doing the full thing. Whenever they get back to it, I'm pretty sure they'll haul you back in Tallahassee. And I said, you better not do something stupid to embarrass me. Oh, dear Lord, please do not let that happen to you. Please don't let that happen to me, because I don't want to have to deal with my mama calling me. And no. We're not going to deal with that. So back here on TMF Radio Friday night, I got about 4 minutes or so left of the show. So I'd like to say thank you once again to everybody who listened tonight. And, of course, I'll be thanking my sponsors here shortly. But before I do that, I do want to make some announcements about possible upcoming shows, and would like to announce that I'm working on getting another model to come on and answer some questions and hang out with me for a little bit. I believe it is, I got to double check my messages, it is the very lovely Bella Carrera, and I am working on getting her on live so we can sit and have a chat with her, and I'll be sending her another message this week. I unfortunately got busy with some other stuff earlier this week. I was hoping to have somebody on this week, but you know what? I said, you know what? We're just going to wing it. We're just going to do the show as we always used to do, with the exception of my good friend Arstein, which no longer can do the production side of the show. He's on to bigger and better things, and I'm happy for him. Anyway, so I look forward to getting her on, if not next week, very, very soon. And, of course, my good friend Charlie over at Tickle Intensive, he has always offered to come on and do some more talking. And, of course, my good friend Porcelain Doll from Rose Fetish Garden. So let me thank Rose Fetish Garden. Rob Ace Radio is brought to you by Rose Fetish Garden, the store with all your kinky needs, featuring a royal married DS couple, their male sub, and various fun and fantastic models for all your fantasies. You'll find them at clipsforsale.com/studio/124743/rose-fetish-garden. Forget the rest of the dirt online and find the true rose at Rose Fetish Garden. And, of course, I'd like to thank Tickle Intensive. With over 12 years of experience, Tickle Intensive produces some of the absolute best in tickling and fetish content. These custom fetish videos that are guaranteed to satisfy the most voracious of fetish appetites make your fetish fantasies a reality with Tickle Intensive's stable of beautiful, ticklish, and exclusive models that can't be found anywhere else other than Tickle Intensive, Hot Girls, Ticklish Souls, Hardcore Tickling. And, of course, the TMF Radio is brought to you by the TMF. As the TMF continues to evolve, we'd love your support to continue our growth. As technology increases, so do the costs involved in maintaining and upgrading our beloved home. More space for the stories, pictures, clips, and chat room that we all enjoy. We want the TMF to continue to be the premier fetish community on the web. So how can you help? There's a Patreon link on the forum and donate. With various levels of support, you can give as much or as little as you want. Also, I'd like to remind you of the next TMF Radio broadcast. I am going to try to get myself and DVZ together to do a show on Wednesday around noon, 1 o'clock Eastern time. That's why I'm going to try to do that Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Look out for a little topical show by myself and DVNC. And then next Thursday night, again, will be the TMF Radio playlist. If you have a playlist you want me to either make up songs for, just give me a title and I'll find some great music for it. Or if you have some music that you'd like me to share, send me your list. If you think they are so obscure, make sure you include an MP3 of the songs that you included or a way that I can get them. We can work that out. I will be your virtual DJ and your wingman for the night. I will talk you up. I will say wonderful things about you, and even your own mother would be proud. That would be absolutely fantastic. And, of course, that will be on the TMF Radio playlist. And, of course, now we go to Maxit. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Rob Ace Radio tonight. Please don't forget my next radio show, next Rob Ace Radio, will be dropping at 11 p.m. Eastern time, again, next Friday night. Next upcoming show, though, will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, myself and DVNC. Thank all the wonderful sponsors, as I continuously do every show, because it's something, again, I really appreciate everybody and their kind words to me coming back, and I really appreciate the audience. Love all your feedback. Keep sending me all the information at cmfradio2.0@gmail.com. I read every single one of them. Thank you all so very much. See you next week. Be good to each other. Be safe. Be kind. Be well. Love you all. Peace. I'm out.